Do you think just to start, I mean, what did it mean to kind of get this one out? And one of those games, obviously, you talked about before, just not being an easy one as far as the travel.
Yeah, that was, I've been in the league a while. That was one of the worst back-to-backs, you know, having, playing in Canada, clearing customs, getting in 2:30, 3 in the morning. We knew this was going to be a tough one, so we wanted to just kind of lay it out on the line early, and we had a great start, and that was part of the game plan, and then kind of weathered the storm the rest of the way, led by our goaltender and our penalty kill. But to be able to jump out to that 3-0 lead, it gave us some wiggle room to catch our breath a little bit, and you could tell that we were kind of fatiguing towards the end of the game, but we stuck with it. We didn't really break, and again, PK and our goaltender were big down the stretch.
What have you learned just about the team overall through this win streak? They've all been different, you know, they're different kinds of wins here.
Yeah, I mean, each game is obviously a different challenge in itself, and we found different ways. We've come out and had to come from behind. We played with the lead. And some tight ones down the stretch. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be in an 82-game season. So it's good that it feels like we're more comfortable now when we're in those situations than maybe at the beginning of the year. But we've been talking about it for the last month and a half, 2 months, that we've liked where our game was heading, and, you know, to reel off 7 in a row now and keep climbing the standings is something we want to continue.
The defensive commitment was there tonight, too. It was really evident in the last 4 minutes trying to kill penalties, but sticks and lanes and lifting sticks and everything.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about, you know, guys, you know, needing to sacrifice their bodies in front of our goaltender. We have an elite goaltender for sure. We have all the trust in him, but like I said, you can't say enough good things about the penalty kill at the end. Guys are blocking shots. We've seen a lot more guys step up in that department, and that's part of a winning culture. So, again, we knew they were going to, you know, press in the third, and, you know, although we didn't probably attack as much as we wanted to, we held on to that lead.
You talk about taking advantage of turnovers when they present themselves.
I mean, when you're in a back-to-back, you know, situation like we were, you know, sometimes you have to be a little opportunistic, and we have guys on this team that can finish if given the chance, and we made a couple good plays. You know, you get some breaks because you're working hard, and we capitalized on them. So, you know, you're going to have games where you need that, and tonight was one of them.
One of the things we talked about earlier on was playing with the lead. How have you guys kind of done better with that? You know, as you said, it's not just starting now. It's been a little while.
Yeah, I think for the most part, we've continued to just attack and play our game. Tonight, you know, being a little different, you know, with just the situation that presented itself. But for the most part, when we've been a fresh team, we've been attacking and pushing the pace still. And that's what you want to do when you have the lead. You don't want to sit back because, you know, you see towards the end of the game tonight where, you know, they were, you know, having most of the possession in our own end. But for the most part, I think we've done a better job at that.
Thank you.
Yeah.